The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I really just didn't want to leave it where we left it. There's a lot that has happened and a lot of months have passed. You know, we've taken like holiday breaks in between, like in the middle of the season and stuff like that. But we are completely different people now than who we were when we last recorded that episode. And I think you mentioned it before, just kind of like sharing your grief, sharing where you are so that people can connect with you in a different way. I think we need to get back to doing that. And so I want to just share where we are because people care.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy. And we are back with a proper ending for our season 3. So, as y'all know, we haven't recorded or posted an episode since July following the death of our son, Noble. But it's been 4 months and we decided that we wanted to end season 3 properly if we could.
Yes, Randy decided that.
Randy decided?
Yeah, Randy decided that we should be good people. Because I was actually perfectly fine with...
No, you weren't.
I was fine with struggling for a while. Like, for real. Like, I was just kind of sitting in that space. And it wasn't until we had the conversation that you initiated about, like, continuing. About just doing any of this. I just feel like it's good to, like, mention this.
I feel like...
You inspired me to want to do this again. But we'll get into, like, the depths of that. But I didn't come on here trying to do anything different. It's just you made me want to, like... get back to people again since the start of this.
I thought when we had our last Patreon call, you were like, I'm ready. And so
who initiated the Patreon call?
I did.
Okay. So again, just trying to give you credit for the what you sparked and making me want to do anything again is what I was doing.
Well, thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
All right, y'all. So continuing with our season's theme of taking our shit back, because we still there. In this episode, we'll be sharing why we decided to do this episode, where we've been the past few months, what's inspired us to come back, and what you can look forward to from the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast moving forward.
Yeah, I am excited to be recording with you again.
Are you?
We haven't done
it. It feels weird.
It's a little, so we gotta like...
Well, I mean, yeah, we haven't touched the mic. We did try to record an episode. Mm-hmm. We did record an episode after Noble passed. We recorded it like a week later. And it was really bad.
It was absolutely terrible. It was a horrible idea.
It was awful.
Yeah.
And awful in that Drew's TV was still on and we hadn't like done a sound check. And like all you could hear was Fantasia music in the background while she was taking her nap. And we were very, very low. Nobody wanted to talk about the labor or about Noble being gone. And so you couldn't even hear. It was just really bad. And it was a really bad idea. And so we really needed this time away from the mics. But yeah, we'll get into that. So, babe, in our first segment, what are we going to do?
Oh, in our first segment, we're going to, you know, discuss everything that we just talked about.
Yeah.
So, again, where we've been the past few months, what inspired us to come back, and what you can look forward to with BMM, because there is something to look forward to.
There is.
In our second segment today, in our fight or flight, because, yes, we are going to end the season with the fight or flight, because why not?
Why not?
I'm confronting Randy about her disrespectful new habits. The girl, she's developed some new habits, y'all. Naturally, you know, she's gone through a lot of life changes and she's just done shit that is just really rude that she does around the house. And we'll dive into that.
I do around the house.
Around
Finally,
the house. I know it's crazy.
We will wrap it up.
Uh-huh.
We will end it with the PDA segment where we will show each other some love and or thank each other for something, y'all. And we just thank you for tuning in. And we're back. Yeah. So the backstory is we stopped podcasting after Noble passed. Noble was born July 25th. He was alive for about an hour, a little over an hour. And he passed on July 25th. And if you've been following us, you will know that this is our third pregnancy. This was our third pregnancy. He was our third child. And we were trying really hard to keep him in. I was trying really hard to keep him in. We're trying really hard to keep me pregnant. My water broke prematurely, and I was considered very high risk, and I was put on bed rest, and we had paused podcasting so that I could be on bed rest. And then we did a live from the bed episode where we talked about the bed rest and talked about my water breaking really early. No one knows why. No one knows why. No one can tell us anything. Yeah. I'm technically perfectly healthy and normal, and shit happens. So Noble passed, and we thought we would take a year away.
We had planned to take a year away.
We kept our Patreon going, and Patreon is a place where creators get paid for their service, because podcasting is a service. You'll find all types of people on there, including us. And we kept our Patreon up because we needed it.
When did we start our Patreon? In the first year, right?
I think 2019.
Yeah.
Before Drew was born.
Yeah, we wanted to create like that community space on Patreon, and it's been like a really good, like a nice solid build. And the people over there have really been like, we've grown really, really close to everybody over there. Like we're mm-hmm. invested. And made like real life friends over there. And so we really wanted to just keep that space up, because I think that was the first space that we actually rejoined where we started talking to people outside of our family
about Noble. Yeah. And we started having meetings. We told them the birth story, and that really helped us get back into seeing people.
Yeah.
And so, cause it was really bad. It was really sad. He was beautiful. We shared some pictures with the village over on Patreon, and there are people who stayed. We're really surprised people stayed, because we weren't really producing content in the way that we had hoped we would this year.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody gets it, because that's what happens when you lose a child. You just don't work the same. And so where we've been this whole time, it's been 4 months. It would be 4 months on Thanksgiving, the 25th.
Yeah.
It would be 4 months of Noble being gone. He would have been 4 months if he was here. So it's still really fresh and raw and new for us.
Now we're just in a space where we can at least better articulate our feelings without crumbling.
Right.
Externally.
Right. And so, yes. Yes. So, Mikey, where have we been? Where have you been? You know, to catch the people up, where have you been since Noble passed?
So in order to really like answer this question, I had to like break it down to like physically, emotionally, spiritually, like where have I been?
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I have been angry. I have been depressed. I've been working, I've been deflecting, and I've ultimately just been heartbroken.
Yeah.
It has been hard to function. Like, that's understating it. It's hard to do anything. It's hard getting up most days. It is hard brushing my teeth, showering, focusing throughout the day. It's been like an emotional, like, wreck. This has been one of the hardest things that I have ever done in my life. It's safe to say this is the hardest thing I've done in my life.
Yeah.
I had to, like, deal with or feel. And again, we've given details a couple of times over episodes. And I think in the future, as it becomes a little bit easier to discuss, maybe more will like come out and we'll share it here. But his birth was just very, very rough. You have said it before. And again, just to reiterate, he was born. This was not a miscarriage. He was born, he lived, and then he passed. And it was all very traumatic shit. So I've not been okay. But I've been trying more recently to get back to taking care of myself and connecting with people. I've started with family members. Talking to my brothers has been a different type of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Communicating regularly with my sisters, trying to reach out to people, not ignoring text messages. And then talking to you is like, has been different. I've also been paying group more attention.
Have
and
you?
Like, yeah, I have been. I've pet group more in the last like, couple of months.
God.
Like, it's sad, but like, it is what it is. Like, we sit and we like lay down and I talk to him.
Yeah.
And tell him things. And then Drew, you know, it's been very difficult finding like balance between our living child, our existing marriage, our duties and responsibilities and bills and everything else we got to take care of, and trying to grieve the hardest loss I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where I've been. Where have you been?
Very similar to you, but my core emotions and like feelings have been deeply embarrassed. I've been really ashamed. I've been feeling a lot of guilt. We were very loud about Noble in a way we weren't with Drew. And we vowed that we would do differently any future pregnancies after Drew, because we were really scared. We didn't take a lot of pictures of her or my pregnancy with her. I didn't move a lot. You know, I was just like very, I played very small. And then she was born and she was healthy. And
again, the reason for that being is because we had Drew coming off of a miscarriage.
We had her after. So Drew was a rainbow baby. And so we were like, any other babies after Drew, no matter what, we're going to like say their name and
get
take
excited,
pictures and
be
get
helpful.
Excited. And yes, have faith. And we really did that with Noble. And
there were more pictures and videos and anything with this pregnancy than any of the ones before.
Any of the two pregnancies. And the nurses took a lot of pictures of him after we had him, which I'm so thankful for that we have pictures of him.
We had a couple of really amazing doctors like step in and one of the doctors, Jeffrey, he was just like, can I have your phone? I think that you might want these pictures later. We can record this. Mm-hmm. And he took it and another nurse took him and they... And the NICU
doctors are different. They are different.
It was crazy how like they were there. They didn't have to do any of that stuff.
But they did. The nurse walked down and got my morphine for me. Like, and we'll talk more about the labor when we're ready. But I've been feeling really embarrassed because I loved very loudly and I lost. And I've been feeling really ashamed because I must have done something bad. I am so bad. I am so awful to have lost this baby, to have done this to our family, to have not been able to keep him in. I've been in lots of deep, deep shame. And on the good days when we're like laughing or there's like peace or things are going well, I find that I am still struggling to let them be good days because I feel like I deserve to feel like shit for the rest of my life. And maybe we will be sad for the rest of our lives. This is something worth being sad over. But that is something I'm working through. And I've been feeling really guilty because I've done something, not just that I am bad, but that I have done something bad. And, you know, I'm in therapy and we have a really great community. And y'all as listeners who have reached out to us after finding out about Noble have been really kind and tender with your support. Yeah. And affirming.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Yes. And so that's like, that's helping, but that's where I've been. So, and part of that is, you know, the sum of all that is self-pity, right? And self-pity keeps you, or at least it keeps me hiding and isolated because it feels very much like, why me? It's only me. I'm so alone. It's so lonely. I mean, I think that leading into why we decided this episode, I realized that that's not true.
Can I ask you a question? We haven't really talked about this, but it just came up from what you said. Personally, have you been feeling safer in your isolation? Or did you think that because you've now started opening up more, but did you feel, were you just there because it felt safer to just be to yourself?
I don't know. Actually, being to myself is not very safe or comforting.
You're not nice to yourself. Yes, okay.
Yeah, right. So it hasn't really been a safe place at all. I was like, I need to spread this grief out. Mm-hmm. And so similar to
you.
You
were the first one to start doing that. You start talking to, gang, your sibling, your sister, your mom. Like
when people start asking how are you doing, I was honest. I was like, I really miss him. I wish more people would talk to me about him. Stop acting like he wasn't here. Stop tiptoeing around.
You weren't about to say tiptoeing.
Stop pussyfooting around. So I started saying that to people, and Mary was like, all right, well, let's go, you know. And so that really helped because I talk about you all the time, and she deserves to be talked about. She's wonderful. And I want to talk about Noble, and that's just the type of mother I am. Though I know that's not always the case for people who are grieving, who have had an infant loss. But yeah, so that's where we've been. But we decided to do this episode because...
I didn't want to leave it where we left it.
Yeah.
The Live from the Bed episode, you were still pregnant.
I was.
Noble was still alive.
He was.
We were still hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
We were nowhere near the depths that we have since sunk and is trying to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
But... a lot had happened since then. We started the podcast. There's a couple of things that started the podcast. There's a couple of different narratives. It wasn't just tragedy that started this podcast. It was us connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I never want to disconnect from you. I'll dive into that in the next thing. But I wanted to do this episode with you because I love doing this podcast still.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start clearing out of the fog of depression and anger and everything, you start realizing what's important. Connection to my daughter is important. Real life shit is important. My health is important. And my relationship with you is extremely important. And a large part of why we are able to do the things that we do, talk the way that we talk, be who we are, is because we communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to communicate when you are so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so sad. And the only thing, we can continue trauma bond. We can get into the depths of trauma bonding and sadness bonding, but that's not the space that we're trying to be in. Constantly setting each other off. even though we have like the space and we're open to, with each other and we can communicate those things, but we also have to like live and eat and shower and like do all these things. But I just wanted to like get back to just talking with you. And we had started talking more regularly in person. And I wanted to just kind of get back to the space of doing it on the microphone because I enjoy doing this podcast with you. I love this like space that we have, that we've created, where we can just keep, you know, we can be open and vulnerable and honest. And I think that this is a good time to be recording now. I don't think that we could have done it any time before this.
Yeah.
With everything that had been going on. But I really just didn't want to leave it where we left it. There's a lot that has happened and a lot of months have passed. You know, we've taken like holiday breaks in between, like in the middle of the season and stuff like that. But we are completely different people now than who we were when we last recorded that episode. And I think you mentioned it before, just kind of like sharing your grief, sharing where you are so that people can connect with you in a different way. I think we need to get back to doing that. And so I want to just share where we are because people care.
People do care.
People care, though.
And some people, we have lots of listeners that have been here since we dropped the first 5 episodes back in 2018. And you're right. One of the reasons I decided to...
I'm sorry, let me put on my interviewer hat. What's one of the reasons why you decided that you wanted to do this episode?
I was inspired by Noble's Memorial to bring the season to a proper close. So we had Noble's Memorial on my due date, which was November 20th, 2021. When you listen to this episode, don't know. But we had his memorial. We weren't going to do a memorial. We baptized him, or he was baptized in the hospital the day after he died. And it was just me and Mikey. And I was like fine with just that being it. I was, like I said, very deep in self-pity and embarrassment and guilt and shame.
You're talking about at the time of the baptism?
Yes.
Oh, so just a real quick thing. Directly after the baptism, we said we had to get the fuck out of the hospital. I don't know if you're... That was very shortly after that.
I was... Well, yeah, because we were done. You know, he had been dead for a day.
But they wanted to keep you there for another 48 hours.
Or something.
For,
yeah. I don't know. But I was like...
Because of the surgery.
Yeah. I don't know why they wanted me. But I was like, I need to go home. And I begged Mikey to beg the nurses to...
And I told them. I started packing and we
got to go. So we left after the baptism. But anyway, we weren't going to do a memorial. But then my sister came over and asked about it like casually. So she was like, okay, so when's the memorial? And I was like, we're not doing a memorial. And she did like this face. And then she quickly changed her face. And I realized that like she was really sad. And that obviously our family... bonded with Noble. A lot of people spent the night with me when I was on bed rest. A lot of people spent the night with me in a hospital. A lot of people spent the night with me in our home. And people were really invested in keeping this baby here and keeping me healthy and happy and not depressed, because depression during pregnancy, especially a high-risk pregnancy, is very common and can also be fatal. And so it was a group community effort. And I saw in that moment that this is not just about us and our grief and our self-pity, and that maybe the memorial would help us too. And so we actually had this memorial and it was beautiful. It was really hard. We did it virtually. We had some family come over. Drew was like on her best behavior.
It was odd.
She so was like odd. Very, and I had been crying all day and she had like offered me her pacifier. Like she was just like very sweet. And
did she force you to drink water?
She made me drink from her water, sippy cup. And she would not leave until I drank from it. And anybody knows sharing with a toddler is nasty, but she was insistent. But we had the memorial and it was beautiful. Like we 32 people were present, our friends and our family. And we got to show this video of my pregnancy and then of Noble's birth. And then we got to hear from people and tell our story. And it really helped. And it really helped spread this grief out. And so it made me think maybe having a proper ending and coming back as who I am, right? Because I think I've also been waiting to feel better.
Yeah.
And I realized during the memorial... And after the memorial, that I'm never going to feel better. And I'm never going to be the person I was before we lost Noble. And I keep waiting to be this person. And it is not happening.
And I think I've been trying to be.
Yeah.
Which is also just stupid. And it's not.
Yeah, it's just not happening. It's just not real. Yeah. And all our reviews and things are like, y'all are so real. And y'all are so transparent. And y'all are so vulnerable. And there's all these like. Things that actually
reviews.
Take
our family members told us the same thing. Things that in ways that I don't picture it at all, and I don't receive. Like I didn't approach it thinking that we were being strong or being.
Yeah.
I was just like we are struggling in like the worst ways, but you know, we're right.
Yeah. And so yeah. So I mean, that gave me the courage to maybe we can come back and instead of waiting to feel better, you know, like do with this grief.
Mm.
Yeah. So that was, I was inspired. I was inspired by his memorial. We'll be right back. We're also back. Not only are we back for this episode, we're also back sooner than we thought. When we announced Noble's death on August 2nd, we said we would take a year off from the podcast, which would have brought us back to July 2022. Mm-hmm. We are back sooner, and I want to talk about what inspired us to return sooner than we thought we would.
Yeah, so what inspired me was I was just compelled to remain connected to you. I know what it's like to start to be disconnected from your partner, from your family, from yourself. I've watched it in uncles, cousins, brothers, like as they start to go through things. And I could recognize that I was going down a certain path.
Like what?
In my
path?
Grief. My grief, because again, I started smoking again. Mm-hmm. I had stopped smoking a very long time ago. I think I quit in college. Like I quit. And I picked it back up. I was drinking very heavily because I just needed to just numb some things. Like there was like an overload of emotions for a long time. And it was more rage and anger than anything else. Mm-hmm. And I needed to in my mind, I needed to sedate myself in some form of fashion. Like I need to calm down. I did break some furniture and I didn't want to do that. Like I felt like there had to be some like healthier release other than just destroying everything around me. But that's what I wanted to do since the hospital. Right after we ended up having to, you know, put Noble on life support, I was starting to get really comfortable not talking to people at all. Mm-hmm. It was nice to just not hear from anybody, not have to speak to anybody. I didn't feel like returning calls or text messages, even like the ones that were sent to me, like with some positivity. I was just not okay. Mm-hmm. I was just really starting to dissociate from like a lot of things. But then I also recognized that at one point, I think I was only responding to you in like really short word sentences, and I was withdrew, but I wasn't withdrew. And that made me feel away. Like my body is there and I'm like participating with her, but I can see even she was like you're not really here. Mm-hmm. And so there was a moment where she was like, okay, daddy. Like I was playing with her in her room and we were messing with the vegetables and she was like putting something in a bowl for me. And I like took the bowl from her and I'm like sitting there looking at it and I'm like looking at the vegetables and I'm like pretending to eat. And she just was like, no, I'm not feeling this. She was like, okay, daddy. And I, like, she just dismissed me, which was odd. But I felt like I needed to connect with somebody at that moment. I was just feeling like I was just kind of floating around and it scared me that I was like so comfortable in that space and I could like be there and be perfectly fine. That's just not the person who I am. I don't know. And I think I just got really comfortable being alone in a way that I just shouldn't have. And I felt like it was just going to feed into just more bad habits. I started eating terribly again, gained 20 pounds back again. And I was just hovering in this real depressive state. And I was like, honestly, the sooner I break out of this, the better. I was like, I feel like I should start talking to people again. Mm-hmm. And then when I started doing that, I was like, oh shit, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you.
I don't feel that way. I feel like we've been talking the whole time.
I feel like I've been in like autopilot. Like, you know how in Click where he like put the, you know, he put the thing in autopilot. So the like movie. He was there and mm-hmm. moving around and doing stuff and it seemed like everything was fine, but he was disconnected. Mm. And like time passed. And
I didn't know
like,
you felt that way.
Like not entirely and not all the time, but I was like, I'm not really like paying attention to my life right now because I'm so sad. Mm-hmm. I need to get back instead of trying to find more ways to like escape and disassociate and numb myself and disconnect. Like, and one of the first things that I could think of as far as like what really made me feel connected to someone, obviously, was you. Mm-hmm. Again, where the podcast started was connecting through conversation with you. And then we started having conversations again, like just talking again. We were talking really heavily shortly after we came back from the hospital. But then, you know, I had to start back working the next week. And then most of our conversations again started being about like, you know, what are you still feeling anything? Are you still like, and I'm like, no, I don't have time or I have all these other things going on. Like, I can't even really like sit with something because the moment I do, I start getting too angry to function. Mm-hmm. But I got to hop back on Zoom because I need to teach or I need to like, you know, like it was just very difficult. And I don't want to disconnect from you. I don't. Long story short, I don't want to be apart from you.
Thanks, babe.
Maybe your answer is a little short. I'm sorry if that was like.
No, Mike, okay. I was just listening to you.
It's not you. I'm just.
There's nothing wrong with your answer, long it was or anything.
Got you. Okay.
So what inspired me to return sooner than I thought I would as a podcaster was I was inspired by other parents who have done with their grief, as I've talked about. A lot of the things we've been mm-hmm. given since we lost Noble, we got a Molly bear, which is a bear that is the same weight as he was when he was alive. We got a Rachel's gift box, which included like his, you know, birth blanket and pictures of him. And like, you know, all these pamphlets for like grief support and funeral services and all these things. And these people who have created these type of things are mothers and they have all lost infants. And tragically, Rachel is the name of the baby. And her mom, who created the box, lost her in a car crash. She was pregnant and got in a car accident and her pelvic was her pelvic was crushed. Mm-hmm. And Molly, I think she's also the baby, and she was born stillborn, I think. But these moms have found a way to, you know, give back. And I think when her baby was born, when Molly was born, the mom had been gifted like something weighted as well. And she realized other parents need this. And that's when they started the Molly Bear organization. So I was like, well, what can I do with this grief? Like, I've really been wanting to create. I've really been wanting to move and
do something with the.
Yeah, I was like, I have to do something with this. And I had started journaling and writing and therapy. And I looked at my vision board and I saw all the things I wanted. And I was like, what can I do? And I realized that, like, the podcast is how we do service. We offer a lot publicly for free. And that is service work. And I realized that, like, okay, these women have managed to, and these families have managed to be of service to people. And I just wanted to do something. Like, what can I do? And the podcast was the first thing that came to mind. It was something we already do or already was doing and something I missed. And I also realized, right, that there were moments where you didn't have time to grieve, right? I don't have time to talk about how sad I am. I don't have time to talk about how angry I am in the way that I had time to, because you had to go back to work in a more structured way than I did after Noble passed. And I remember that the podcast was the only way sometimes when you were driving Lyft and I was pregnant with Drew, where we would talk, where we could have time to check in. We record, and then you go out to drive. We record, and I go off and be pregnant somewhere, you know. And so I was like, well, this is the only way I think I could get you to talk to me on the days where I wanted to have some type of conversation with you, where you just weren't in the space where you could have the type of conversation that I was trying to have. But yeah, I was like, well, lots of people lose babies, and it sucks, and it's awful, and I'm probably never going to feel better. But these people have also done something.
Yeah.
And they still memorialize and they still venerate and they still honor their babies. But they have to move it. And I realized I had to move it because it was weighing me down. And so, yeah, that's what inspired us collectively to come back sooner than we thought. And so our plans moving forward, we will be coming back with a season 4.
Season 4 will begin on
February 6th, which is a Sunday. Noble's Day is when he was born. Mm-hmm. So we are going to, it's in dedication to our son. And in between time, in the meantime, between time, we are going to have memory lane episodes.
Yes.
Between now and February. So shoot us an email and let us know your favorite episodes or episodes you think we should refurbish. And we could choose your episode to bring back to the feed. So it'll just be like an old episode. We'll come on and talk about that episode or maybe do something new and special and drop it so y'all can hear, because we have so much content and there are so many people who still haven't heard so many episodes. And we want to bring those to the forefront while we are prepping for season 4. Engagement.
What's up, love?
If you're ready to hear from us again, shoot us an email at blackmailmare@gmail.com.
Or leave us a voicemail. Oh, sorry. No, is that, were you about to add something else?
I was about to spell it.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Spell it.
It's blackmailmare@gmail.com.
There you go.
And leave us a voicemail at
770-750-4098. Again, that's 770-750-4098.
Or hit us up on social media with how excited you are and what you're looking forward to. We bonus points for voicemails. We want to hear our voices. We miss y'all.
And we want to put the voicemails on the episode because they're hilarious.
You know, that's what we do.
Yes.
So leave us a voicemail. We won't pick up. Don't worry. It goes straight to voicemail. You don't have to worry about us answering and being like, hello, who is
this? You can also leave as many takes as you want, because people do that sometimes until you get it right.
I think you get like 3 minutes.
Yes.
So people just be talking, which is fine. We just put it all together. So, we look forward to hearing from y'all.
We're ready to connect with you all again.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, cause it's Fight or Flight.
Fight or Flight. Okay, Mike, what is it?
All right.
Obviously, y'all, you still do fight when you lose an infant.
This is a small annoyance, all right?
Okay.
So everyone is aware now by this point, and if you're not, you know, there is video up. Randy cut her hair.
I did.
And it's gorgeous, by the way.
Thank you.
Hot. Desirable.
I actually really like it because you can, like, cut my neck more and I can be cuddled more. And, like, hair just...
It's so much easier to, so like, much kiss easier. On you. I didn't realize that through our entire relationship, it was always difficult for me to access the back of your damn neck. I was like...
Because of my hair.
Our entire relationship, whether it was your braids, whether it was your perm, or your locks.
My locks, yeah.
Except for when they were, like, really short. But, like, it's, I was like, it's, I have access. And I can see your face.
Yes.
And you can't hide anything. It's, you look absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
And I love it. Love your hair. Just want to start with love.
Okay, Mike.
Before Randy got her hair cut, Randy was doing, you know, doing your research heavy. You were learning about, like, different ways to take care of your hair, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you found and came across, I guess, someone on YouTube who was talking about brushes mm-hmm. and do-rags, things like that, right?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if you, like, remember these things.
I remember.
So anybody out there who has ever had a low-cut hair, a fade, you understand, like, there's certain things you got to do. You got to get a brush. You got to have do-rags. You got to, like, keep up your ways and things of that nature. Randy is new to this, though, so she doesn't really have short hair etiquette.
What do you mean?
Randy don't have short hair etiquette. See, when you're not using these things, you're supposed to put these things away.
What do I have up?
I actually didn't tell you when it happened, but it irked me so bad the morning that it happened that I was like, I almost snapped. I almost threw it across the room.
What?
I woke up one morning and there was a brush in my ass.
No,
you left the brush in the bed, right, with the do-rag that weren't wearing. So Randy went to sleep.
She went to sleep,
did not wrap her hair. She ain't put on a wave cap. She ain't put on a do-rag. But it's all in the bed.
I didn't mean to.
I wake up one morning
so
like,
tired.
What is in my butt?
I must have been deep in grief.
Got you.
And forgot. Okay.
All right. So here's the thing. I understand you're being in grief, but here's my fight.
Okay.
Can you please put your hair things in a space? Just any given space. We have these like beautiful cubbies. You know, we cleaned up the bathroom. We made this space. But you know, it's just brushes everywhere. And I feel like this is like payback.
It's only two brushes. And they're both up, but okay.
Now they are, yes.
Okay.
I think you've like since been like growing. Just have a designated place to put your do-rag. There's pockets on the side pillow of our, like there's just places to put these things because I don't want to feel them in my butt when I wake up. It would just be nice. It would be nice if you just put your stuff up. I feel like this is like retaliation from when I used to like brush my hair and my hair was dry.
Yeah, I'm about to say this is my fight.
Oh, got you.
This is my fight. So,
okay, so you're
I'm
fight.
Fighting it.
Okay, why
I think
are you
this
fighting?
Is your karma because
okay.
all those years and years and years and mm-hmm. years and years of you brushing your hair
mm-hmm.
and these flakes, babe, I don't see this very obvious flake
I
on
don't.
The sink
I didn't see it.
Or on the toilet.
I had really bad
you
eyesight.
See all this other shit, but you don't see
because
your dry
stuff,
flake.
Like, no.
I don't see this flake on the pillow.
I didn't. I thought that was the texture of our pillow.
I can't manage to clean something I don't see.
Exactly.
But you know your hair is dry.
But I don't see it.
Okay. So.
Your fight is moot.
No, it's not. My fight is.
Uh-huh.
I am new to this.
Got you.
And
this is true.
I don't make this mistake often.
You don't.
And I think this is your karma.
Got you. So my karma is you just not putting your shit away. You're just not going to.
I didn't say I wasn't going to not do it. I'm
it
just saying
just
the times that it happened.
Got you.
It's
okay.
Just that, just consider that reciprocity.
There you go. Get it out there. Reciprocity.
Reciprocity.
Lauryn Hill, only reason why y'all know that.
Yes.
Word.
I know that word because I read.
Yes. After Lauryn said.
So.
So.
That's my fight.
So how are we going to move forward from here?
I'm going to do my best. And if I don't, then you just consider it your karma. I'm going to
oh,
make
got
sure
you.
I
okay,
put
okay.
up
so, I just
my
gotta deal with it.
And my... Uh-huh. I'm going to do my best.
Yes, that's fine. That's all I ask.
I really forgot that I looked. I didn't even know, Mike.
Perfectly fine.
You know I did it. I would not have went to sleep.
That's cool.
With that in the bed.
I love you so much.
Okay. Okay.
This is the only fight that I have for you right now. Other than that, you've been a wonderful partner and friend.
Have I?
You have.
Thank you.
Y'all should see Randy when she put on her do-rag. It's so cute.
It's not cute. She I have
like
a very small head and
yeah,
it's not
head.
Sexy. And
it is sexy.
I really wish you would. It's not cute. That is the one thing. It is not cute.
When Randy went do-rag shopping, this is quick aside. She, you know, she did like the cute girl thing. She was like, well, I want this color. I was like, girl, if you don't get black, just
I don't.
Black.
I have a black one, I have a purple one, and I have a green one.
But she went and got like a fancy satin one and some other stuff. I was like, all right, you'll look cute in that. It ain't gonna work for your hair, but it'll look cute. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for trying.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
PDA.
You first, love.
All right. So PDA is where we do public display of affection. If you're just tuning in, it's like, hey, what's going on with this couple? They were gone for a minute, popped up on my feed. They lost a baby. Let me see about this tea. So that's what we do for PDA. We do public display of appreciation and affection. But first, we want to shout out our patrons.
Yeah, so, no, we have some PDA for our family over on Patreon.
Yeah. So before we show each other some love, we want to give again a shout out to our village over on Patreon with a special thanks to the new patrons, Linda and Ruth and Whitney, who have joined. Thank y'all so much for joining our Patreon in this time.
Welcome to the foolishness.
Welcome. Shout out to Susie and Robbie for sending flowers for Noble's memorial. Thank you so much. And the money since we announced that he passed. Thank you, because food was not being made, but it was being bought. So
absolutely, yeah.
Thank you very much. Shout out also to Miss Lorraine
for mad shit. Yes. The boxing equipment. Miss Lorraine gave us some speed bags and got Randy some gloves.
Yes. For the rage and the anger. So thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Brittany for Noble's plaque. Has his birthday on there. And it's just a beautiful plaque that we have up. And the sunshine box. Isn't the box like a box of like sunshine? It was all yellow.
So it had like the yellow Laffy Taffy, yellow annihilators, lemon heads. Like,
it was actually fun. Like, we went through it.
And it came shortly after we left the hospital. Like,
yeah, like
we were
day two. I
we
think
were
we had been
mad unhappy
for,
at this moment, but we opened up this box and all this like, freaking confetti
like
paper came along.
And it was really nice. So thank you so much. Ashley, Jarrett, Charnel, and Kristen, thank you for the money and the gift cards.
Because again, food was not getting made.
Yeah, we weren't cooking. I actually went through like this deep American deli.
Oh yeah, hard chicken Philly
face.
I
was doing that for like 2 weeks. It was not healthy, but
I told y'all I put that weight on quick.
It was
also it definitely paid for Mad Liquor, so shout out to
y'all. Yes, it did. And I was doing the American. I realized American Deli is like comfort food for me, because after my grandmother passed, I came home from Ghana.
That was one of the first things.
And that's
you got.
The first. I said I want American Deli. And so
one
I
of
think
the first things that you got whenever you came to visit from Ohio too. We hit up American
Philly.
Deli, yeah.
I
or wings in Philly, one or
yes,
the other.
I needed comfort, and so. Yeah. So thank y'all so much for, again, the money and gift cards. And thank you everyone else on Patreon for all your support and positivity. In this very, very dark part, and like as we have changed and grown, y'all have sat on these Patreon calls, these sad calls and these in-between calls. And y'all have talked to us and told us your good news. And y'all have been very tender and just sweet. And we really appreciate y'all. And so we want
really
to show you some love.
Yes.
And welcome anyone else to come on Patreon and get some of this love too.
Thank y'all. And again, and y'all are aware of this, but this wouldn't be possible without y'all. Like, literally, y'all paid for equipment. Like,
yes.
The microphones we're speaking
this
into.
This is how we
is
get
how
paid.
We did it. The lights, stands.
The microphone.
We appreciate y'all so much. So thank y'all for y'all continued support. And we love y'all. Yes. Y'all know this already.
All right, babe. Is it my first or your first PD? It says me.
You.
Okay.
What's up, love?
So we're at the end of this episode, babe.
Yep.
We recorded this episode when we thought, if you would have told us in July, that this would be happening, we would have probably fought somebody. But it is happening. And so I'm really proud of you. And thank you for getting on the podcast and telling me some things I didn't know. And and opening up and sharing. I think for men and women, or just in general, I think for people, all people are often confused about why the partner that did not birth the baby is having a hard time. I think that's also a trauma response why people are confused, or why people don't always give the dad or the person that wasn't birthing grace.
You've done a lot of research into these topics. I have done literally none, so I didn't understand how that's a thing.
People don't, there are lots of people who are like, why is he hurting? Like, shut the fuck up.
Did they say that? Did anyone say that?
No one has said this to me, but it is a thing that people say. And you are hurting for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know a lot about the birth, which we will talk about when we are ready on the mic. But Mikey had to do a lot of things by himself when I was on the table and unconscious. And so he had the most time with Noble outside of the womb. And it's just different. And so I'm really proud of you for getting on and recording and wanting to come back. And wanting to do this again, even though you lost a son. And it's really sad. But I love you. And I'm proud of you. And I think you did well today. As the producer in me. I think that you did well today.
Thank you, love. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So our episode is titled A Proper Ending.
Yes.
There's no like real proper ending to the scenario. There's no ending. This stuff lives with us. It goes on like forever. Mm-hmm. But as far as wrapping up this season, I'm really glad that you brought this idea up and that you felt compelled to do this and that you wanted to do this. I think it just speaks to your grace, your strength, how big you are. I am very proud of all that you've done this year, all that you had to overcome and all that you endured. And we'll get into details about this as the season goes on. And whenever we start, you know, want to release more information about it. But you went through so much this year, just this year. And it feels like we've had like 3 years wrapped up in one.
Yeah.
With everything that has gone on, you did everything that you were supposed to do at every turn, every minute of every day of every month of this year. And I love you. I'm very proud of you. Very proud of you. I am sorry about this loss. And I love you.
Thanks, babe. I love you too. And I'm proud of you too. This shit ain't easy. This is some awful, awful hard shit. So I'm proud of you.
Go ahead, love.
Okay. No, me.
No, not me. You.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is co-hosted, co-produced, co-created,
co-everything
by Mikey and Randy Chapman. So if you like what you hear and see, support our show and our work on Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
Yes, that is where you go for the behind the scenes, the extra, the more of us.
The blog posts, the meetings.
To participate in this foolishness.
Yeah.
Yes.
New season begins February 6th.
February 6th, Black Millennial Marriage will return on Black History Month.
So mark your calendars.
And look forward to the blackness.
Yes. The Black Millennial Marriage podcast Fight or Flight Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles. Details are in our show notes.
We are available on YouTube.
And iTunes.
And Spotify.
And Stitcher.
And Google Podcasts.
And all other major streaming services. Rate us.
5 stars.
And subscribe if you enjoyed this episode. I know we've been gone for a minute, but rate us.
Please.
we really appreciate the PDA, and it helps more than y'all think when people see your glowing reviews and how you feel about us.
So. Also, this season was our first time taking our stab at YouTube, so we are going to continue to still grow in that space and release videos here and there. So definitely subscribe to that and help us build an audience there, because we're working and building. Be sure to check out our website.
www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. You skipped a whole bullet point.
Oh,
and
shit.
Follow us on social media platforms.
No, we just did that.
Oh, did we? Oh, yes. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I love you.
Follow us on platforms. On Instagram, we are Black Millennial Marriage. And Facebook, we are.
It's all right. I mean, we ain't potted in a minute. Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And we're going to deactivate the Twitter.
Unless but we y'all were.
At underscore the chat mess. Unless y'all give us some good ideas about how we could use our Twitter.
How does Twitter work anymore?
We know how to use it, but for our podcast, does it make sense? Plus, everybody's on Instagram and Facebook for us. And so, y'all, you know, let us know. Let us know.
Should we, like, tweet during episodes? Is that, like, a thing people do?
We used to.
Something to explore.
Lastly,
and most important, I got this, boo.
Okay, Mike.
Black Millennial Marriage is solely produced by Wordy Fucking Productions.
Mikey.
A podcast production service company on a mission to keep new and seasoned creators podcasting. It is the greatest podcast production services company. Please go and check out wordyproductions.com. Book a consultation and meet with the flyest, greatest, most consistent and detail-oriented producer that you will ever work with in your God-given life.
Not God-given.
Details in our show notes.
As always.
Nah, if you know deadass, if you ain't heard of Wordy Productions, my nigga.
Mikey.
Like, you need to, like, check this out, because, like, Wordy Productions is, like, it's lit. That's where it's at. I love Wordy Productions. And, like, the CEO of that thing, like, she, like, bad. Like, even if you just want to see what she look like.
Mikey.
Just check out the website.
Thank you.
Y'all, my girl started a business. I'm just super proud.
Thank you. Thank you, babe.
You're welcome. There's a meme that I'm going to share that's, like, that's associated with this. This is fine. We can get into it. WordyProductions.com.
As always, y'all.
Be blessed.
Then don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.